You're listening to SBS News.
New York City Emergency Management has released a new video instructing New Yorkers what to do if the city comes under nuclear attack.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit, okay? So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step three, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right, you've got this.
Last week, top Russian official Dmitry Medvedev warned the United States could face the wrath of God if it works to help establish an international tribunal to investigate Russia's actions in Ukraine. Mr. Medvedev's warning followed a series of tough statements from Russian President Vladimir Putin and his officials that pointed at the Russian nuclear arsenals to warn the West against interfering. But New York City Emergency Management Deputy Commissioner Christina Farrell says the decision to release the video now is not directly tied to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Look, this is a very low probability event. There's no specific threat. There's no overarching reason why this is the time we sent this out. It's just one tool in the toolbox to be prepared in the 21st century for emergencies. And, you know, we've received feedback when we do presentations through a survey that we run every other year that, you know, understandably, I think this is a scenario that people do not feel very confident or prepared for. And so, you know, we wanted to meet that need to do something, you know, kind of straightforward and empower people, let them know that there are tools. And so this is what that effort is about.
This comes as Ukrainian forces launched a strike on a Russian ammunition depot in southern Ukraine, which resulted in a massive explosion that killed 52 people. The Ukrainian military's southern command claims it carried out a long-range rocket strike targeting the Russian-held Novokakhovka depot. The accuracy of the attack suggested that Ukrainian forces deployed U.S.-supplied multiple-launch high-mobility artillery rocket systems to hit the area. Novokakhovka's administrative head, Vladimir Leontiev, accuses the West of being involved with the strike.
It's a high-precision weapon. People knew where to aim. People knew what the consequences would be. And those who did it are war criminals. They must be judged and they will be judged. The collective West, the US, not only had a hand in this, it was them who handed over high-precision weapons in order to destroy our city.
Ukraine is bracing itself for what it expects will be a massive new offensive in the east of the country. Russia says it is determined to take control of all of the industrial Donbass region. There has been a significant buildup of Russian troops, particularly in the Bakhmut and Seversky areas and around Slovyansk and Kramatorsk. The entire front line in the region was under constant shelling as Russian troops tried to break through but were being repelled. Meanwhile, the self-styled Donetsk People's Republic has opened an embassy in Russia, one of the only two countries to recognize the breakaway statelet in eastern Ukraine and defended its right to impose capital punishment. Donetsk People's Republic's Foreign Minister Natalia Nikanorova said the territory's use of the death penalty, which was handed down to two Britons and a Moroccan for fighting as mercenaries for Ukraine, is justified.
We consider that mercenary activity is indeed a terrible crime because people for a reward come to another country to kill other people, despite having no personal goals connected to the conflict in question. Yes, it's the highest measure of punishment, but it's in our legislation and it's not linked to the further process of recognition of the Donetsk People's Republic by other states.
This comes as military delegations from Ukraine, Russia, and Turkey are set to meet UN officials in Istanbul to discuss a possible deal to resume safe exports of Ukraine grain from the major Black Sea port of Odessa as a global food crisis worsens. Turkey has been working with the United Nations to broker a deal after Russia's invasion of Ukraine stoked global prices for grains, cooking oils, fuel, and fertilizer. Diplomats say elements of the plan being discussed include Ukrainian vessels guiding grain ships in and out through mined port waters, Russia agreeing to a truce while shipments move, and Turkey, supported by the United Nations, inspecting ships to allay Russian fears of weapons smuggling. Secretary General of the UN, Antonio Guterres, says action is needed and not just words.
We are working hard, indeed, but there is still a way to go. And many people are talking about it. We prefer to try to do it.
Ukraine and Russia are both key global wheat suppliers, while Russia is also a large fertilizer exporter and Ukraine a significant producer of corn and sunflower oil. Russia's invasion and sea blockade of Ukraine has stalled exports, leaving dozens of ships stranded and more than 20 million tons of grain stuck in silos at Odessa. This comes as the European Union approves further financial aid for Ukraine. Czech Minister of Finance Zbigniew Stanjura made the announcement.
I am delighted to inform you that we have agreed on 1 billion euros microfinancial assistance to Ukraine, which the Commission would like to provide for Ukraine before the summer break.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.